This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison
on ABC Radio Perth and the ABC Listen app.
Beneath the waves of the northwestern coast, there lies a sea giant, the longest creature in the world. Researchers from the Schmidt Ocean Institute and the WA Museum have been delving into the inky depths of the West Australian coastline near Ningaloo. Nerida Wilson is a senior research scientist at the museum, was on board the research ship when this creature was found. Nerida joins me on the program. I hope it's this exciting. Hello, Nerida.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Wow. So I've talked about the inky depths. I've talked about a giant. What did you find, Nerida?
So our work was actually looking at animals on the sea floor.
Yep.
So we had been using an ROV, or a remotely operated vehicle,
yep,
to examine animals there. And when that work was done, we had to then commute up through the water column to bring the samples back to the ship.
Okay.
And so during that period, people would kind of take off and get ready for that.
Yes.
But we'd stuck around to see what we might see in that unknown sort of water column. And one day we stumbled upon this incredible animal called a siphonophore.
Called a what?
A siphonophore.
Never say those things quickly because we've never heard them. A siphonophore.
Correct.
What is a siphonophore for?
It's a great question, but I can tell you what they're related to. You might know their relatives, corals or anemones or sea jellies. That
yes.
sort of helps put you in that biological ballpark.
Okay.
But they're a little bit different because they're colonial animals. So even though we refer to it as an animal, it's actually a whole lot of little clones acting together to carry out the functions of a normal animal.
Wow.
Pretty weird.
What does it look like?
Well, normally those animals, those siphonophores, look a bit like a piece of string hanging in the water column.
Okay.
And what we stumbled across was one in a giant spiral, so a very different posture and shape than we normally see, and it was extremely large. So there was high excitement in the control room when that was spotted, and the ROV pilots sort of moved around it so we could have a good look at it, and people came pouring in from all over the ship to have a look. It was incredible.
So you found this giant siphonophore. How giant, Nerida?
That is the question. So there's been a lot of speculation about how big it might be,
yeah,
and whether it may represent the largest known animal in the ocean.
Well, it better, because I gave it that big introduction that said it's the largest known animal in the ocean.
Well, that'll teach you. No, we're in the process of actually putting together a 3D model to be able to accurately measure that length.
How long do you think it is?
Well, the estimates from looking at the outer ring was that would measured alone 47 metres.
47 metres?
Yeah, so that's not including all of the rest of the spiral. So it certainly looks very likely that it will be the longest measured animal in the ocean.
So you didn't actually reach out from this submersible vessel and pull on its head and just keep pulling, and it was like this 47-metre hose of giant worm.
No, we didn't have a hose reel there, but we did have a pair of lasers, and so they're set at 10 centimetres apart, and so we're able to put a scale on that animal once we can reconstruct it. But it's quite technically challenging because it's sort of a moving piece of string in an ocean, so there are some issues with trying to rebuild that image.
So it's very long and very slender and very fragile, so I assume you can't make any contact with it other than the use of your lasers?
Correct. We did sample a little piece off the end.
Its head or its tail?
No, just a little piece at the end. and you have to remember these are colonial animals, so they just keep making more little clones to grow.
Yeah.
So my job at the museum is running the molecular facility there, so we use DNA to help us identify animals, and so it was really important to us that we got a little bit of tissue sample to be able to identify what siphonophore it is as well.
Are there a lot of siphonophores about the place?
Look, it's not an environment that I normally work in that pelagic water column space, and it was a joy to see them every day. There was quite a lot of diversity, more than I expected, but I'm sure there are siphonophore experts that would tell me I should have known that.
I just love the language you use as we talk about siphonophores and pelagic water column spaces. This is the language of your everyday. What's the next thing you need to know about this critter?
Well, identifying exactly what species it is certainly a question on my mind. I know most people are interested in how long it is.
Yes, but, that's not very scientific. Could it have come from another planet?
No. We have plenty of wonderful biodiversity that are just from Earth or from the ocean.
Does it like us? Is it a threat to us in any way?
I'm not sure it thinks about us all that much.
Okay. Nerida, I've got no more questions, but it's a wonderful excuse to play Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants. Nerida Wilson, thank you very much. Senior research scientist at the WA Museum, a siphonophore has been found. It could be 47 metres long. You would want to just pull it, wouldn't you, to see